All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Christian Drexler. This is John Spieth for Becky Spieth today. Becky is at Maxwell Training in Orlando. First of all, I'd just like to welcome everybody and thank everybody for being on the call today. We do have a prayer that we want to pray before we start anything. We want to pray for the Christians in the Middle East and all the conflict and everything that's going on there and the persecution, Lord. I want to pray for their safety. I want to pray for their message. I want to pray for their ability, Lord, and Lord, that you would hide them and that you would keep them safe. And Lord, we pray for Christians everywhere and the persecution that we see in the news and the things that we don't see, Lord. We know that we are so blessed to be here in the United States of America where we can openly go and worship and praise God. And we want to thank you, Lord, that for that, but we want to pray for those Christians throughout the world that are under persecution, Lord, and pray for their safety in Jesus' name. So I'm getting a little bit of an echo right now, so hopefully I have all the settings right. But again, this is John Spieth, and I'm filling in for Becky this week as she is at John Maxwell Training in Orlando, Florida. Our study today is called God is Waiting for You, in setting expectations and God's provision. And first of all and foremost, I want to say this is not what I think. This is not what Becky thinks. This is not what any person thinks. This is what has been shown to us in the Word of God from our pastor and from our study. And we want to make sure that all Christians are free to know that they can set expectation and God's provision and hopefully break free from the thinking that there's anything wrong with riches. There's anything wrong with being successful, because there's not, and that's what God's plan is for you. God truly is waiting on you. Our first verse that we're going to be looking at is Ephesians 4, 23 and 24. And this is about our mind and changing our thinking. It says in Ephesians 4, 23 and 24, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on a new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness." So that we are new men and new women, with new thoughts and new understandings. One of the old thinkings that we have to break free from is we have to remove the old thinking that being rich is not godly, or that it causes problems. One of the verses that are posted on in my wife's office, or the Empowerment Center, as we like to call it, is Proverbs 10:22. And in Proverbs 10:22 it says, "The blessings of the Lord make a person rich and adds no sorrow with it." You just say this out loud to yourself and believe it. We have it posted on our board because I know that in my training as a young man and as a boy, I was taught to work hard, make my money, and be self-sufficient, and that God would give me opportunities to make money, but that it was really up to me to make that money. And that's not really true. God gives you so many avenues to make money. He gives you so many different ways that are not limited by your thinking. You just have to open your mind and open your heart to what He has for you. And you really do need to say this out loud. The blessings of the Lord makes a person rich and adds no sorrow with it. Because what happens with your words, your heart is like soil. And the words that you say out loud are the things that you plant in it. What are you planting into your heart right now? What are you planting into your heart, where your desires come from? Where the things are that God looks at and wants to provide for you? Are you planting negative thoughts or negative things about your business, about yourself? When you look in the mirror, do you see the blessing that you are? Do you see the greatness that God has put in you? Or do you just see the things that you don't like about yourself? Or when you see your bank account, or when you look at the facts, the truth is that God wants you to be rich. It's a blessing from the Lord. If you delight in the Lord, as it said in Psalms 1:12, 2 and 3. It says in Psalms 1:12, 2 and 3, His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness will endure forever. I want you to know that riches from those last few verses mean monetary gain. They mean money in our vernacular. What we're saying is that if you love the Lord, your descendants will be mighty on the earth, and they will be blessed for generations. As a husband and a father, this has just recently become my burning desire for me. I have two sons and a daughter, and Becky and I have two sons and a daughter. My burning desire is that they will be blessed for generations, that my grandchildren, which we don't have any yet, but that my grandchildren will live in prosperity. My grandchildren will be able to give to the Lord and give to the ministry and their grandchildren. The important thing to understand is that this promise from the Lord is in the Word, and it's what He wants for us. So, again, from 112:2, the descendants will be mighty on the earth, the generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in His house, and His righteousness endures forever. The next thing that I wanted to read to you is from Proverbs 13:22. This is a promise that was recently shown to me by my pastor. Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." Again, another promise. "But the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous." So all the wealth in the world is being stored up for the righteous. And we have to ask ourselves, so who is the righteous? Who is he talking about? He's talking about the people that he can trust, the people that have wisdom. God trusts people that have wisdom. What is the measurement of wisdom? What is the measurement? What does God expect from us? Who is wise? What is the proof of wisdom? This is from Psalms 126:5-6. It says, "He who wins souls is wise." So when we think about the riches that we're gathering, the outcome that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father want is more souls to be brought into the kingdom. So if He can trust us with that prosperity, that we're going to do our part to finance the kingdom and finance the souls being brought into the kingdom, He does not mind that we will be rich in the process. In fact, He delights in that. He wants us to be rich. We think about the times when Jesus is talking to Peter. Now, Peter was a professional fisherman, and his partners, John and his brother, the Sons of Thunder, were all fishermen, professional fishermen. This is what they had done their life since their youth. They knew everything about fishing. They knew what they did. Their lives depended on their ability to fish and their ability to All right. Well, Becky will be back next week.